Bill Shoemaker always will be known as one of horse racing's best jockeys. Shoemaker, who died Sunday, was a member of the Sports Hall of Fame and won 4 Kentucky Derbies. Commentator Frank DeFord has this appreciation.
My mother always told me it was rude to stare, but I remember the first time I saw Bill Shoemaker. I couldn't take my eyes off him. It was not because I was a kid in awe at this great jockey. Rather, it was just how perfect he fit together. The shoe was dressed nattily, sitting at a bar, sipping a martini, after an afternoon of race riding at Hialeah. What struck me so was the proportion of the man. He might have been only 4'11" and maybe 100 pounds, but everything about him was just right, balanced, only downsized. He was the best-looking hors d'oeuvre of a man I ever saw. Maybe that's why Shoemaker could, surely, sit a horse as well as anyone who was ever boosted up into a saddle. He did not seem to move. We've heard of poetry in motion. Bill Shoemaker was poetry at rest. Indeed, in his early riding days at mid-century in Northern California, the stewards thought the bug boy, what apprentices are called, was not trying. They wanted to ground him. Why, he never even seemed to bother with the whip. But there was this problem. Shoemaker's mounts kept winning. Even if they crossed the finish line with him sitting still, their ears still pricked up as if they were out for a morning canter. An old trainer once said it best, "Shoe rides a horse like it was a swan." Shoemaker's other great asset was his hands. A horse could sense the little man's assuredness from his steady rump, then know when to move at the tender touch of his fingers on the reins. So the shoe, whose shoe size, by the way, was 2.5, rode 40,000 mounts over 4 decades, winning 8,800 races. Ironically, of all that he did win, one race that he lost when he was young still stands out. In the 1957 Derby on Gallant Man, he thought the race ended at the 16th pole and stood up in the irons for an instant before he realized his mistake. It cost Shoemaker the roses. Curiously, too, the shoe's most famous victory came when he was 54, well past his prime. But he stole Ferdinand through a hole at the top of the stretch and rode him home for his 4th Derby. That was in 1986. In 1991, less than a year after he retired, Shoemaker was paralyzed in an automobile accident. The athlete who had such an exquisite touch would live out his life without sensation. The hands, those wonderful tiny hands, lay forever after limp by his side. Just a few months ago, Shoemaker heard the news that Ferdinand had died in Japan in a slaughterhouse, sold for horse meat, and now the jock, a quadriplegic, is gone too. He hit the finish line, as they would say at the track, in 72 years and change. No one ever lived sitting so pretty.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.